tail let out another yowl of pain. Stormstrike smiled. Yes, that's probably what will happen. He wrapped his tail around Brightflight's. And I know just who I want to be my real mate. Brightflight let out a meow of joy. Really, Stormstrike? Oh, how wonderful. Stormstrike was about to say something more before there was a call from the nursery from Ripplepuddle, the other medicine cat. Stormstrike, come here. Followtail, she's dying. Stormstrike's eyes widened. Dying, he thought, shaking his head in dismay as he padded into the nursery. That's awful. I don't respect her anymore, but I never wished death on her. Now the clan will be short a medicine cat. In the nursery, Ripplepuddle leaned over Followtail, who lay gasping in her nest, a small blue-gray tabby kit squirming at her side, mewling for milk. Stormstrike! Followtail gasped when she spotted him. She attempted to purr, but only succeeded in gasping harder. Come here, my love. Come see little... More gasping. Willow Kit! She looks so much like you, darling. Suppressing the embarrassment and frustration at the pet names, Stormstrike padded over. Yes, she's quite nice. In truth, Stormstrike thought she looked a bit like a rat, a drowned rat. She will be... Followtail gasped again, now louder, more desperate. The greatest cat. Followtail sighed, a tear in her eye. Darling, you must promise me something. Anything, Stormstrike meowed, though, in truth, if it was anything too big, he wouldn't keep it. So take care of Willow Kit. She'll need you when I'm gone. Followtail wrapped her tail over her kit. It seemed to take a lot of effort. You must promise you will. I promise, Stormstrike meowed, meaning the opposite. Thank you, dear. I love you, but I'm afraid I must go. Followtail cried. Then she looked at Ripplepuddle. Do good, Ripplepuddle. I believe you can do great